Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, here we are, folks. Ian, did anything good come out of Erdogan's visit to America?
Well, the fact that you actually had a bunch of Republican senators right behind Trump who were giving no sway on the Russian missile system he's bringing in, on the sanctions that they're going to keep. I mean, Trump wants to pretend that he's his buddy. What we've seen with all these dictators Trump wants to cozy up with is the American system still works. It actually stops the president from doing what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will President Trump pardon Roger Stone? Not before the election, would be my guess.
Well, he's going to be sentenced on February 6th. I hope he roasts in hell.
Whoa. Easy.
That son of a bitch.
Whoa. Hold my beer.
Work with WikiLeaks to destroy not just Democrats, but to destroy our democracy. So I hope he roasts in hell. Wow. And I wish I'm at the sentencing hearing, because I'm going to wear the best-looking red dress I could and say, go to hell. Not jail. Anybody who sits down and try to work with a foreign government that is trying to destroy our country, destroy our candidate. Yeah, they worked to destroy Hillary Clinton. They worked to sow discord between Hillary and Bernie. And yes, they took our emails, took our personal information, and then they turned against us and threatened our lives and harassed us. Go to fucking jail. Go to hell. I've never been so proud of the jurors. Yeah, thank God I wasn't in that damn jury. You didn't woke me up. Shit, how do you wake me up like this? I can't stand that son of a bitch. And, Bill, I'm never hateful. No, I have a lot of love. I'm going to have to really work hard on forgiving
never
him.
Never is a strong word.
Look, I have to work very hard to forgive him. Jamie knows where I'm coming from.
They
threatened us. They went after us. And he understood what was at stake. And you saw what the testimony say. They were gleeful. Oh, screw them.
Yeah, that's true.
Bunch of bastards. They were gleeful.
Well, you know, he was best friends with Lee Atwater.
Wait, let her say something about Roger Stone.
Yeah. How do you really feel?
Finish your thought. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, I mean, he was close to Lee Atwater. So, you know, birds of a feather.
Yeah, he took pride in being a dirty trickster.
I share her jubilation about Roger Stone's conviction, but it's way eclipsed by frustration, right? So Paul Manafort has had his moment of reckoning. Same for Michael Cohen. Now Roger Stone. When does Donald Trump's moment of reckoning come?
I wouldn't count on it.
My frustration about that way eclipses my jubilation about justice being served.
Well, and not to always be the person who's looking for doom and gloom, but that's one reason why he can't leave, because his choice is either stay in power or go to jail.
So white house or a cell. Yeah.
This is what happens in third world countries
and
in dictatorships.
Tough.
You got to stay in office, or those are the only two choices. It is existential.
And it's tough to beat an incumbent when the economy is good.
And he's got tons of money. I don't think people realize this.
Oh,
he has raised so much money, that's way more than the Democrats.
Your point that he wouldn't leave, certainly willingly, if he loses, but there's also the question of when he is acquitted, he's going to believe, rightfully, given the process, that he can continue to interfere.
Oh, he's going to run on it.
Right. Nor is he going to actually ensure the security of the elections vis-a-vis external forces like the Russians. So, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that are going to think that this 2020 election is not legitimate, like an emerging market.
He's going to run
observers.
On it. The Mueller report didn't get me. This didn't get me. You never got me down, Ray. Yeah. You never got me down. That's what he's going to run
God
a raging bulb.
God help us if he's reelected, because he acts like this in his first term.
Exactly.
Imagine the second term.
No, I know. And
if he's trying to break the country, he's not confident at it, but he might get it right in 8 years,
Believe me, I am shitting in my pants every day about that. That, because he's a vindictive person.
Ooh,
they make medicine for that.
Yeah, I know.
The Japanese are all
over
it.
And it's actually legal in this state now.
You want to put some in my bowl?
You two, we're gonna. I feel like the three of us should go away and let them have the table to this.
I've known Bill so long, baby. I've been watching you. I've been touching you. I've been feeling you. Yeah. I like Bill. Bill is my brother from another mother.
Well, then we better not mess around.
If we're right. Okay.
Anyway. Will Trump be able to get the Supreme Court to protect his tax returns from being released? Okay, that came out today. He's taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. His tax returns, New York says we want them. I never thought this would be that hard. I didn't think a guy could keep, even if he's president, could keep tax returns secret because the IRS has them.
Yes.
It's not like they're just in his safe.
Why have they not been leaked?
I don't know. Why aren't they? Why can't someone do a covert action and just steal them or something? I mean, they got the pens on a microfiche. You can put it in your underwear. Pentagon papers, they had to take out reams of actual paper. God damn it, now you got me mad. All right, we got to go. We have a party to go to. It's our last show. How about a hand for this panel? They were terrific. You were terrific. Thank you very much. And please find my Christmas record.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.